Hello, this is George Waring. I'm broadcasting from the underground in Uptown Butte. And I'm going to read you a column that I submitted to the Butte Weekly on November the 3rd. And the words in here are not mine, but I will read them from the author I'm about to mention. The title of the column is Ghouls with a question mark. So here's a 2022 Halloween message entitled Ghouls of the Arms Industry. I received this from Lindsay Koshgarian at the National Priorities Project of the Institute for Policy Studies. She wrote, "It's the season for ghouls and ghosts, and the arms industry doesn't want to be left out. While most of the ghouls will be out trick-or-treating for candy, it's also the season for arms industry ghouls to beg for more billions of tax dollars. Right now, arms industry ghouls are hitting the halls of Congress, this time to complain that they need more of our tax dollars because of inflation. The ghouls don't care that for the first time in 20 years, the United States is not at war. They just want to take advantage of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They don't care that we are running out of time to address climate change. Over the past 20 years, the arms industry took in $7.2 trillion in tax dollars. Trillions more than it would cost to transition the entire U.S. to a fully renewable electric grid. They don't even care that the Pentagon itself just refused to pay more for existing contracts, citing a lack of evidence from the arms industry that any increase would be justified. Instead, the ghouls are counting on Congress to reverse the Pentagon's decision. They don't want you to know that in the first months of the pandemic, the Pentagon gave federal dollars intended for pandemic relief to the arms industry for jet parts and body armor. They don't want you to know that in the early days of the pandemic, as 22 million people in the United States lost their jobs and the U.S. government scrambled to pass pandemic aid, the chief executive officers, the CEOs of the top five weapons contractors, took in more than $100 million in salaries, paid mostly by tax dollars. They certainly don't want you to know that our 2022 tax day analysis showed that the average taxpayer was already handing over more than $900 to Pentagon contractors in 2021 compared to just $27 for the CDC. Most ghouls disappear after Halloween. The arms industry ghouls won't. But with your help, we can shine some light on them and their tricks. In peace. Thanks so much to Lindsay Ashik and the National Public Priorities team.